Georgia, need prayer or word from God, call the original Georgia prophet, Reverend H.C. Lockhart at 478-324-3464. Your bills are behind, sick, want to be free from witchcraft, drugs, alcohol, if you have marital problems, or with love. Enemies of many, any problem, want your nature restored, court case, lawsuit, or need a job. Call the original Georgia prophet, Reverend H.C. Lockhart for prayer and get your blessings. He has thousands like you. Call this man of God for prayer or for your one-on-one consultation. 478-324-3464. And be sure to tune in twice on Sunday to Praise 99.5 FM at 900 AM for Reverend Lockhart's broadcast at 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. And again on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And also check him out on YouTube, the 21st Century Prophet. So if you need deliverance, healing, the gospel, call this man of God, the original Georgia prophet, Reverend H.C. Lockhart, on the prayer line right now at 478-324-3464 and get your blessings.
May God bless you and bless you real good. This is the original Georgia prophet here in Macon, Georgia, in DeMille, Georgia. Oh my God, the surrounding area here in Macon, Georgia. This is Reverend H.C. Lockhart, the original Georgia prophet. And I'm here in Macon, Georgia, right now as you hear my voice. And I want you to get on the phone and call a friend and call a neighbor and tell them that the voice, the holy voice of the prophet of God is here. And by popular demand, I'm here in the surrounding Winham Sand area. Oh my God. And God have directed me here to be a blessing to many that under the sound of a voice, many have called in for prayer. And don't be ashamed to call in and for prayer. And God have given me, what I'm saying, a vision upon every man, every woman, every creature that under the sound of my voice, I pray for everything. Pray for your animals. Pray for your creatures. Pray for everybody. This is what I'm saying, a time of redemption. Oh my God. God not concerned about your past. That's the reason he let, what I'm saying, his son come here. Oh my God. Not to change things, but fulfill, what I'm saying, what the Old Testament, what I'm saying, was all about. If it wasn't for the Old Testament, how can, what I'm saying, the New Testament, what I'm saying, work? 2,000 years ago, our Lord and Savior paid a great price for our, what I'm saying, the whole world's sin. And now, what I'm saying, we are covered up in sin and don't know what to do. Calling on one of the scientists. Oh my God. I forgot about Jesus. Oh my God. The hope. Oh my God. The hope. Oh my God. And that's what I'm saying. You got to, what I'm saying, swing on the hope and the faith. And mark out the field. All right, now get ready. And I want you to get your Bibles. Oh my God. Get that Bible and turn to the Second Chronicle, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. Oh my God. Oh, can I get an amen here? Can I get a witness? I say turn your Bibles to the second chronicle and the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Did you hear me? The face of Almighty God. I want you to hear me now. And turn thou wicked ways. Turn thy wicked ways. Then I will heal from heaven and I will forgive them of thy sins and heal thy land. Oh my God. I want you to get ready, my beloveds. And we going into the word. And we going into the holy word. Oh my God. Let's, what I'm saying, drift back into the 10th commandments, the laws of God. Moses, what I'm saying, went up in the mountain and he received the 10th commandment on the tablets. Oh my God. And I'm not trying to be harsh. I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm just telling you how it is. That's right. We are in a critical time. People are dying. Pestilence have came upon the world. This coronavirus, whatever they call it, is a pestilence. Oh, I want you to hear me. Preacher, saints of God, I don't care who you are. If you've been called by God, he said in his word, many are called, but few are chosen. Now it's time, what I'm saying, to get yourself together, just like Solomon. He, what I'm saying, God came to him at night in his house. Oh, my God. Have God visit you. Oh, my God. Have he, what I'm saying, came to you? I don't know. But I know one thing. Solomon, what I'm saying, he, what I'm saying, went down, what I'm saying, in prayer in his house. Oh, yes. He went down in prayer. He had to seek, what I'm saying, a new understanding. Because things, what I'm saying, oh, my God, had been shut down from heaven. Oh my God. He made many sacrifices. He sacrificed many, what I'm saying, animals. A sacrificial offering to God. Oh my God. What you have to sacrifice. Oh my God. God, what I'm saying, let his only begotten son come to, what I'm saying, the world, enter the world, and the world, what I'm saying, went against him. And oh, it's sad to say that the world have went against the word of God. And I want to tell you that God's word will not, what I'm saying, change. You can't change the word of God. And many, what I'm saying, have left, what I'm saying, God's word. And standing on, what I'm saying, I reckon the devil word, and he have messed them up and crossed them up in all kind of ways. Oh, we are in what I'm saying, a pestilence. Oh my God, the evil doers, the evil spirit is upon the people. Many, what I'm saying, are falling out, dying like flies, and they don't know what to do. Invisible spirit have came upon the people. I want you to hear me. And this is the original Georgia prophet here in Macon, Georgia. Oh my God. And I want you, what I'm saying, to write down the prayer line phone number, because I want to pray for you, woman. I want to pray for you, man. I don't care what faith you might be of religion. If you, what I'm saying, do you know Jesus? This is the season. Can you feel it? Many cannot feel it because they feel, what I'm saying, that the enemy have placed fear upon the spirit. Oh my God. Can I get a witness? And did you turn your Bibles to the second Chronicle and the 7th chapter and the 14th verse? Oh, you can pull it up on your phone and read it. Oh my God, read it for yourself. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Oh my God, do you hear me? My face. And turn from thy wicked ways. Oh my God. Now, you are in that wicked ways of doing. Well, if you're not, you don't have no problem then. If you are in that wicked ways, you got a problem. Well, it's time to turn, what I'm saying, to the face of God. Because you're afraid to turn to the face of God. All right now. I'm talking to you, preacher. I'm talking to you, saints of God. The churches, when them sandals are locked. Oh, my God. When you have seen that, huh? And you're going to see something else that you haven't seen before. Now it's time, what I'm saying, to get your house in order. Now you got time. What did the word say now in Thessalonians? Oh my God. Be ready now. I want to ask you a question. Are you ready? Are you ready, woman? Are you ready, man? Are you ready? Young man, I'm talking about, I'm sending this word, God's holy message out upon the millennials, the young people. Oh my God, they are dying. Oh my God, this evil virus don't discriminate. It's attacking everything, but it's time, what I'm saying, to get your house in order. Oh my God. All right now, you not too, what I'm saying, big. You don't have, I know what I'm saying, you got all the money in the bank, but that's not going to save you, because if you, what I'm saying, not right, that, what I'm saying, that, what I'm saying, is say, I'll come like a thief in the night, and that's how, what I'm saying, this virus is coming, what I'm saying, like a thief. And stealing, what I'm saying, many love you. I know what I'm saying. I know how you feel. But we're going to pray. We're going to go down in prayer. And I want you to call this prayer line. And I want you to talk to the prophet of God. And we're going to look into your situation, whatever you going through with. Many are crossed up from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. don't know what to do. Just what I'm saying, just paralyzed into what I'm saying in the day of a mess and been working with the day of a mess so long. I want you to get ready now. This is your humble servant, the original Georgia prophet here in Macon, Georgia. I want you to take down the prayer line phone number. I want you to move in a hurry right now. Oh my God, feel. And I want you, what I'm saying, to get ready now. I feel. We're going to cross that fear out because that's dangerous. That's a negative, what I'm saying, spirit. And we're going to, what I'm saying, write hope in your, what I'm saying, in your, what I'm saying, in your pathway. Hope. Oh, my God. A four-letter word. And we're going to write down what I'm saying, faith. Faith is the key. Prayer is the way. Oh, my God. Prayer is the key. Did you hear what I say? Prayer is the key, woman. And faith will unlock the door. I want you to pray over that key now. That's the prayer. Write down this important prayer line phone number and you share it with somebody. And I want you to call in and we're going to pray about this situation. Yes, ma'am. Have you turned your Bibles to the Second Chronicle? The 7th chapter and the 14th verse. Men are afraid to read it. Oh, my God. Read it. Read it until it come into your spirit, come into your soul, come into your mind. Oh, my God. And let's go down in prayer and ask God to remove all of those evil and things that you want them saying have walked over, have been a part of. Are we going to ask for forgiveness? Because God so loved the world, didn't he? He so loved the world. He let his only begotten son die on the cross. Oh, my God. Do you believe it right now? Oh, don't be ashamed if you're a sinner. If you, what I'm saying, want to change, want to make a change, Jesus is the answer. Oh, you can renew your spirit in Christ Jesus. Write down the phone number and let's pray about it on today. Don't be afraid. Let's pray about those that situation. Let's bring a change in your life. Let's bring that change in your life before what I'm saying. We don't know when what I'm saying that day may appear, that hour. He said, I'll come like a thief in the night. Be thou ready. That's what the words say. Now, right. Write down the phone number. The 24-hour prayer line phone number is free. It's free to call. God don't want to. You can't put no charge on God's prayers and blessing. This is the original Georgia prophet here. Oh, my God. But I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. You don't have to call. You don't want to be saved. You want to, what I'm saying, die in sin. Oh, my God. Write down the phone number, 478-324-3464. Once again, somebody didn't take it down. It's free. God's love is free. God's salvation is free. God's success, God's prosperity, God's prayers is free. Did you understand that, mama? Did you understand that? Oh, my God. God have his way of dealing with you. He shut off what I'm saying. He shut off what I'm saying, heaven. Oh, my God. You shut it off yourself by what I'm saying, being disobedient. Oh, my God. Moses was obedient. He seen what I'm saying, the light. He seen the burning bush. He seen it, didn't he? God went aside, he seen it. And God told him what to do, and God's speaking to many right now. Write down the phone number. The prayer line phone number, 478-324-3464. Do that right now. Make the devil out alive. You can get help right now. You don't have to be, what I'm saying, running around, what I'm saying. Like what I'm saying, your head cut off. Like a chicken head cut off. Oh my God. You can be saved through the word of God. God let his only begotten son come into the world. Oh, it was a reason. Oh, he didn't come, what I'm saying. He didn't come to condemn no prophet in the Old Testament. He come to fulfill the word in the holy and righteous way. And many, what I'm saying, 2,000 years didn't understand it. And still they haven't got the picture. And that's sad. They done went to, what I'm saying, this institution, this university. Oh my God, and still don't understand. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Now how come you can't, what I'm saying, put that together? And my God, and what I'm saying, and you must obey the laws of God. And many have, under the sign of my voice, have broken every one of them, every 10 of them. That's the truth. Now listen, this is your humble servant, the original Georgia prophet. God spoke to me last night and told me to tell you to do this if you could. I want you to call the prophet of God right now and let me pray for you. Let me give you what I'm saying. God told me to give you, woman. You got the faith now. Write down the phone number. The prayer line phone number. That's 478-324-3464. Do that right now. Don't let nothing stop you. I know what I'm saying, the devil telling you not to call. The enemy, what I'm saying, working against you, been working against you. I know what I'm saying. The problems you're going through, if they're, what I'm saying, in your marriage. Loved one, what I'm saying, yes, many, what I'm saying, got loved one problems. Love relationship, got court cases, lawsuits. Oh my God, and you need help. Oh my God, men are having financial problems, money problems. This is, God have, yes, God didn't shut it down. Man shut it down because he's evil. He create, what I'm saying, these plagues. Why he create them? Because he don't want to do right. He want to lie. Yes, you need scientists. You need, what I'm saying, scientists. Yes, ain't nothing wrong with that, but you need God in it. He can't do these things. What I'm saying, God, what I'm saying, God is responsible for you, what I'm saying, living like you living right now. He brought you from the wagon. 2,000 years. And you have progressed into, what I'm saying, you who you think, what I'm saying, giving you that idea. God who you think, what I'm saying, are giving you those, what I'm, those blessings. God, who you think, what I'm saying, giving you those gifts, and you use them in the wrong way. Greed. What I'm saying, the words say. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You think what I'm saying, money, what I'm saying, can solve everything. You get yourself together. Hello? Can I get a witness? Now write down this phone number. I want to pray for you, man. I don't care who you are. Yes, you can't do nothing. All things work for the good, huh? Those, what I'm saying, that love God according to his purpose. Who you think you are, what I'm saying, what you feel. Lord, what I'm saying. Oh my, he, what I'm saying, you walk through the shallow of death. Oh my God, what he say? Thy rod, thy staff, thy comfort me. Oh my God, I walk through the valley of shallow death. I will fear no evil. Did you hear what I say, man? Did you hear what I say? Because God is with me. I write down this phone number. If you want a change in your life, I know what I'm saying. You're catching hell with those bills and everything been cut off and you. And what the government, they don't know what to do, because, hey, turn it over to God and let God work it out. Prayer is the key, and faith will unlock the door. Don't let nobody tell you what I'm saying, to put hope out of your life. Keep hoping for a change. Stand on the word of God. Write down this phone number, 478-324-3464. Once again, that's 478-324-3464. Once again, that's 478-324-3464. You get on the phone right now. Maybe you want to send driving down when I'm saying the highway, the road, street in your car. Just take that phone number down and you call me, what I'm saying, when you get a chance. And we're going to pray about the situation. We're going to pray about everything. If you got, what I'm saying, God, what I'm saying, on your, what I'm saying, side. And I think, what I'm saying, you need, write down the phone number now. Write it down right now. Do that right now. Get in a hurry right now. You make the devil out of lies. My. God, you make him out of lie. Oh, yes, my God. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. God is getting ready to bless his people on today. Now, yes, write down the phone number. 478-324-3464. Call right now. Call the prophet of God. I'm going to buy my phone right now. You can call me now. Call me. And let God bless you. Let God move upon your life in a miraculous way. No doubt about it now. No doubt about it. He is moving. He is blessing his suffering children. Now call me now for that prayer. I want to pray for you. 324-3464. 478-324-3464. Call me right now. Watch God bless you. Watch God move in your life in a miraculous way. Oh my God. God getting ready to bless you now. I can feel it. Don't be afraid to call the prophet of God. I want to pray for you. We're going to pray about the problem. We're going to pray about the situation. And I see what I'm saying. God blessing you. The phone number is 478-324-3464. Call right now. I'm awaiting your call right now. God is moving and God is blessing his suffering children. No doubt about it. All right now. Remember, tune in next Sunday the same time. I'll be coming back your way. Oh my God. The phone number is 478-324-3464. Call me right now. I'm awaiting your call right now. I see what I'm saying. You need help and you need it.